Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34 tells us that truly righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Our founding fathers knew that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The United States of America began and lives as a result of faith in God. The Bible has been and is the foundation of this faith. It is impossible to govern the world without the Bible, declared George Washington. Andrew Jackson once proclaimed, "The Bible is the rock on which this republic stands." Jefferson's words still ring true today. He says, "Material abundance without character is the surest way to destruction." Oh, how true these words are. Let us be careful not to forget God during our times of plenty. In our lesson today, we're going to talk about the Book of Books. Join me now and be blessed. In the book of Luke, the 4th chapter, the Bible tells us that Jesus had gone into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. I like that phrase. And when he had opened the book, there's coming a day when he's going to open the book. But anyway, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus read, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again back to the minister. Jesus, in this instance, was reading the words that God had ordained to be written hundreds of years earlier. This was God's paper trail. I was watching one of those nonfiction mystery programs the other day. A crime had been committed, but there was no physical evidence. They had a suspect in mind, but nothing linked him to the crime. Their suspicions were so strong that they got a court order to confiscate his computer, his paperwork, his tablets, notebooks, and his memos. And by searching out the paper trail, they linked him directly to the crime. He had left a paper trail. Apparently, he had written down some things that would link him to the crime in which they were investigating. We all like those paper trails. You know, when you buy a new car, the salesman will tell you how great this car is. He'll tell you that if anything goes wrong with it, within 3 years, that we'll fix it. It won't cost you a dime. But then you want to know, will you put this in writing? If this vehicle is as good and as long-lasting as you tell me, will you put it in writing? And of course, most of those salesmen will tell you, we will put it in writing. God has put his plan in writing. He has put his promises in writing. God's promises are so sure and so positive and so sure to come to pass that he's not afraid to put it in writing. Something that you can look back on. Something that you can go back to, put your finger on, and say, here is the promise that you made to me. God is not afraid to put his promises in a book so that we would have a reference. Jesus used this same book as a reference as he was being tested in the wilderness.
This is part one of the lessons on the book. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.